We're talking today with Ron Boormaster from the Midwest Farm Show Group. And, of course, coming up real quick, Ron, here we are mid-October, not very far out from the 2016 edition of the Tulsa Farm Show.
Yeah, just about 2 months. You know, Ron, it's going to be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of December this year, and we're looking forward to another good show. You know, we've had good shows for the last 22 years. This is our 23rd. We're looking great, and we're looking forward to having another breaking year in vendors and exhibitors and such as that. You know, there again, 20-plus years. We got Craig Cameron coming back. We've got our livestock skills handling contest with the kids coming back for the FFA. We've also got our cattle demonstrations, and looking forward to having a lot of new vendors in there this year that we haven't had in the past, and looking forward to having a great show.
You know, guys are really looking at ways to try to pinch pennies in a lot of ways. A lot of our producers, they're looking for ways that if they're going to spend money, they want to find something that's going to really make them some money.
Absolutely. You know, and I talk to a lot of them during the year, and, you know, that's what they, you know, a lot of vendors look that way, to be servicing the people that are coming to the show. So they look for refining what they do so people can do a little bit better job of how they do their handling, and whether it be cattle or whether it be if they're planting corn or planting soybeans or if they're doing cotton or whatever it might be.
I know that, you know, of course, y'all have several shows around the country. What seems to be the attitude as you talk to a lot of people, in particularly in the Midwest?
Well, you know, as things go, and I think, to be honest, it's a little tighter than it was. But, you know, I think they're still getting the greatest and best yields they've had, and some through the Midwest here. I've talked to a lot of farmers, and they said this would be one of their better years on their yield, which is good for them. And that makes a good positive attitude with them, no matter the corn price, sometimes, or even the wheat prices or whatever it may be, but still yet, I think it's still they have good attitudes.
Right. Y'all have always had, when you had, of course, Sean Sampson on your team, and even since that time, you've always had a real commitment to the young people. You're here, obviously, at the Tulsa State Fair, getting ready to support some of the 4-H and FFA kids that are here through the premium auction, and of course you fold that back into a fun thing for your exhibitors.
Absolutely, and you know, we do that here for the kids, and we do that, and we got a great program here in Tulsa. Plus, we got a little bit of a different one, but we got a great program going also in Oklahoma City, and we like to do things for the youth of Oklahoma, and we do a good job of it, and we really like to have a good representation of the children and the kids that come in to do that. You know, we got 10 teams will be going for our championship for our skills contest, and that'll be held the first day of the show on Friday the 8th. On Friday the 9th, and we look forward to that.
Tell me, for somebody maybe still thinking about, maybe I do need to be a part of that show this year. What do they need to do?
You know, one big thing is we've got the biggest space that you can have in any venue in Oklahoma, and we got over 400 and some thousand square foot, so we do have space, and they can call us at Midwest Shows at 800-873-1411, and we do have space, and we'd love to have new vendors in the show. If someone's looking to be in the show, we'd love to have you.